Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Ches 398. As we continue in Parshas Chukas, the second of three mitzvos in Chukas, all connected to each other. Yesterday we did the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, which is the reaction, or even not the reaction, the preparation of the ashes of the Parah Aduma to be used if there is a need. If the need arises because of today's mitzvah, then you're going to have to use the Parah Aduma. What's today's mitzvah? Then today's mitzvah is mitzvahs tuma shel meis. The mitzvah of acting accordingly if somebody becomes tameh meis. Says the Torah, after going through the whole process of tahara, the Torah sums up, zos haTorah, adam ki yamus ba'ohel. If a person dies in a tent, kol ba'ohel ohel v'chol asher ba'ohel, anything that is in the tent, yitma shivas yamim, will become tummy for 7 days. V'chol kli pasuach, and any open kli, asher ein summit pasal of, that is not tightly fitted with a cover, tamehu. V'chol asher yiga, and anything that is touched, al pnei asadeh, b'chol alcher v'meis, we'll get back to that, shivas yamim, shivas yamim. Okay, so this is the halachas of tumas meis. The chinuch following the Rambam counts this as a separate mitzvus asei de oraisa. Following the halachos of tumas meis, if the situation arises. Says the chinuch, shenitz tavinu, lehisnaeg be'inyon tumas hameis, kamosh et tzivsa osanu ha-Torah alav. We are commanded to follow the laws of tumas meis. A person is tameh for 7 days. They have to be sprinkled with the Parah Aduma ashes on day 3 and day 7. The chulu, following all those halachas, is a separate mitzvah. Shene'emar, zos haTorah adam kiyamas ba'ohel, kalabolo b'chol shabo yitvah shavas yamim. This is a mitzvah. Mishar she'inyin tumas ha'guf hameis kasafti. I have already written at length, says the chinuch in Parshas Emor. The first mitzvah in Parshas Emor, if you remember, back then in Reish Samach Gimel, that is the Isser de'oraisa of a Kohen becoming tameh meis. Except for one of his seven relatives. But besides that, it's Nisa Daraisa. That's where the Chinuch went at length, discussing many of the details of Tumas Meis, which we'll go back to some of them today as well. That's where the Minchas Chinuch also discussed at length all of the details. But that was about the Yisr, but once it came up, that's where it was discussed. So the Chinuch says, look there for all the details, but today is the Mitzvah of Tumas Meis. Then the Chinuch mentions that you can find all the halachas in Meseches Ahalos, which is all about Tumas Ohel, and in Beseder, Vahiba Yamash. What is he referring to? Back then, we mentioned a number of times in Sefer Vayikra that the Rambam is very comfortable in counting areas of halacha as a mitzvah. Tumas Nevela, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah. Tumas Meis, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah. Areas of halacha, as we mentioned many times, mitzvahs aren't actions that we want to do all of them. We don't want to be machzer grushasi. We don't want to return stolen items. We don't want to do certain mitzvos, but they come up in certain situations. A mitzvah is how to act and everything. We don't want to do the mitzvah of avelos, but that's the mitzvah if the situation arises. So too, the Rambam just extends that and says, areas of halacha, toin v'nitan. The Rambam and the Chinuch count as a separate mitzvah that say, the give and the take of Bezdin deliberating properly. All of those are separate mitzvos. So the Rambam as well here says, Tumas Meis is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam emphasizes this in Mitzvahs Asei Tzadi Vav in the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'ani eskarata hakdama ra'ui shetizkarosa b'chol mashin iskar mimini atumas. Let me explain to you something that you have to remember for all mitzvahs of Tumah, including today's mitzvah, Tumas Meis. V'hu, ki zeh shenimne kol min v'min min ha-Tumas mitzvahs asei, ein in yano, sheniyeh chayavin lehi tamei b'tumah hahi. This obviously does not mean, oh, I'm going to count the mitzvah of Tumas Meis, so you have to become Tumay Meis once in your life in order to fulfill the mitzvah. No. V'lo gamkein sheniyeh anachnu musharin mihi tamei ba, v'tiyeh mitzvahs lo sasei. And also, there's no lo sasei. Even in Yisrael, there's no Isser Daraisa becoming Tumay Meis. It's only if somebody's Tumay Meis, they're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But there's no chiyuv and there's no Isser. But the area of halacha itself can be counted as a separate one of the 613. That's the Rambam Shita. V'yamnam heyos haTorah omeres, ki mi sheyiga bazeh hamin nitma, o zeh hadavar yitma, al Torah kach l'mi shenoga bohu mitzvah zaseh, klomar shezeh hadin shenitztavinu bohu mitzvah zaseh. Just following that area of halacha is a mitzvah zaseh, the Rambam counts nevela, the Rambam counts meis, v'chulu. The Ramban is very upset about this. The Ramban there, in lo zaseh tzad, in mitzvah zaseh, tzadi vav, he has a hasaga on the Rambam, v'yani im kach, with all of his introductions and all of his defenses, I'm sorry, but I argue. Lo ra'isi lo havi din atumas b'cheshbon ha-mitzvahs l'fi shehein reshus gemura mikol tzad ein b'em inyin mitzvah shetimne. Right? The Ramban takes out at least 12 maybe 13 of the mitzvahs that the Rambam takes out. This is a major chunk. We know the Ramban adds on a number of mitzvahs asay. This is a major chunk of where he takes them out of. He knocks off all of these mitzvahs of tumah. These are halachas. Doesn't mean you have to count them as a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a halacha d'oraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us, but it doesn't mean it's one of the 613. V'ein b'sipurim ahem mitzvah lo b'klal lehem v'lo b'prateim b'shum panim. And therefore, says the Ramban, I arif chen yir b'mitzvah shehikdim le'elu, he says, hafaras nedarim also. Hafaras nedarim also. That's just a mitzvah. That's a reality. That is not a mitzvah. So first of all, when we have such a mitzvah, we have to remember that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, the chinuch obviously signing with the Rambam, that these ideas, Thomas Mace, the Ramban would never count such a mitzvah. Thomas Mace is not a mitzvah. It's just a reality that you have to deal with if it comes up. That is issue number one. A couple of other issues that we get to talk about in this context. First of all, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. Again, this is the mitzvah to do it under. We have to learn this Rambam. The Rambam writes, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, that not every way to become Tamei Meis is explicit in the Torah. As we know from Masechta Zoharis, one can become Tamei Meis in three ways. By touching a meis, by carrying a meis, even if I don't touch it, Tumas Masa, and also being in the same Ohel as a meis. If I and the meis are in the same Ohel, or I am Ma'ahil over the meis, I act as the Ohel. Or the mace is Mahil on me. Those are all different forms of Tumas Ohel, but in general, three ways to become Tamei, Tumas, through a mace, Maga, Mas, and Ohel. All Tumas generally fall into one of these categories. Most Tumas, except for one other, cannot, there's no such thing as Tumas Ohel, except by mace and Mitzora. All others, the most you're going to get is Maga, or Masa, depending on what you're talking about. Sheretz and Nevela, every Tumah has its own rules. But says the Rambam right here, HaMeis Mitami B'Magu B'Masu B'Ohel, Tumas Shiva, 7 days, V'Tumas Maga V'Ohel Mifurashin B'Torah. The two extremes, touching and Ohel, are explicit, we just read it. HaNogeya B'Meis L'Chol Nefesh Adam V'Tamei Shivas Yamim, Kol HaBa'ala Ohel V'Chol HaShem B'Ohel. Ohel and Negiya are D'oraisa, explicit in the Torah. Tumas Masa is not explicit in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if I carry a piece of dead body. But where do you know that from? Says the Rambam, a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer Advarim. Im Nevela Shehi Tumas Erev Ve'enem Atama Ba'oel. If Nevela, an animal that died without Shechita, if a Nevela, which is Tumas Erev, which is only Tamei for one day, and is not Mitami Ba'ohel, if you're in the same Ohel, it's not Mitame, Mitama Mimasa, it is makes you Tamei if you carry it, Shenambar Vanoseas Nivlasam, Hameis L'Kol Shekein. So surely a mace? Surely a mace, if you carry a mace, because a mace is even more chamor, so if you carry a mace, surely it should become tamei. Umana veil shemaga tumas erev, masa tumas erev, af me shemaga tumas shiva, masa tumas shiva. So the source for tumas masa of tamei mace is not explicit in the Torah. It's learned that from a Kal V'Chomer. Says the Rambam, continuing, ain't tumas masa, but mace be the very sofer melodin Torah. It's a daraisa. It's alright, but then if you stop here from the Rambam, we have a problem. We usually have the rule of Ein Onshin Min Adin, when it's not allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. Ein Onshin Min Adin. So the Kesef Mishnah here asks, if all Tumas Masa is nowhere explicit in the Torah, but it's learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, so how do you ever punish? Let's say somebody becomes Tami from a Meis through Masa and they go into the Beis HaMikdash. How do you ever give a punishment? So the Rambam continues and explains, and the Kesef Mishnah expands on it, that this isn't really a Kal V'Chomer. Not really a Kal V'Chomer. And he compares it. We discussed this in the past. The Yirali, Shezeh Sheshasak Mimena HaKosif. The fact that the Torah says you can become Tamei by touching a mace and by being in the same Ohel as a mace and leaves out the middle one, it's similar to another example. Kedarach Sheshasak Mi'Isser Habas. The Torah says it's usher to be with one's granddaughter. What about with one's daughter? It doesn't say that in the Torah. So that's an Issa Daraisa, that's not explicit. But we know it's Issa Daraisa. How do we know? Because it's not a Kal V'Chomer as much as it is a given. It's an assumption of the more light, of the lighter Issa. If even Bas HaBas, granddaughter is Issa, so surely Bas, not because of a Kal V'Chomer, but because of a Gilui Milsa in the words of the Kesef Mishnah. Lefisha Asar Beferish, Vavasha Beferish, Afilu Bas HaBas, Vishasag Me'Issa Achilas Bas HaBachalav. Similarly, he says, Basa B'chalav. It says, you're not allowed to eat Basa B'chalav. How do you know that? Doesn't say that anywhere. Lefisha Asar Beferish Afilu Bishulo. Because it says you're not allowed to even cook Basa B'chalav. You can't cook Basa B'chalav. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam compares eating Basa B'chalav and Tumas Masa and the Isra Bas. All three of them are not explicit in the Torah, but we learn them out based on a Gilui Milsa. And that's how it is D'oraisa. So this is the basis of the Rambam, the beginning of Tumas Meis, the basis for this mitzvah, Maga, Masa, and Ohel. If you look in the Be'ikvei Hatzon, Rav Shechter's Sefer, in Siman Lamed Hey, he has an additional idea related to Tumas Meis, specifically regarding Kohanim. He discusses, his article there is about a Kohen in terms of an airplane, but there's a lot of other issues there, and he quotes an idea that a number of the Achronim mentioned, the Achiezer and others, that separate from the issue of a Kohen becoming Tamei Meis, there are some, there is some evidence that even his Karvus, even coming in proximity to a mace, even without becoming Tamei Meis legally, one would not be allowed to do that if one is a Kohen. Where do we have this? He quotes this from the a number of Nafkamina. So first of all, the discussion of the Shach, and Yeridea, which many people discuss, and that is the if an Ashes Kohen is allowed to walk into a cemetery when she's pregnant. Right? He quotes the Rokeach, Svek Sveka. If she's pregnant with a boy, Oivei, the boy's going into a cemetery. A boy's not allowed to become Kohen, is not allowed to become Tomei. But maybe the child is a Nefel, so he doesn't have a Cheskas Chaim, and even if he's a Chaim, maybe it's a girl. So Mishum Svek Sveka, the Rokeach says, according to the Shach in Yeridea, that one is allowed to go into a cemetery. There's a lot of discussion in the Achronim based on this Shach. So Rav Shechter quotes here in Os Dalid that even though in Achinami, some Achronim say, quotes this from the Achiezer, the Leka Tuma al Ha'uber Beknisas Ein Lo Ol Ameis, even though there's no separate Isser, The fetus is mitzuvah, the fetus is surrounded by the mother, it's tuma belua. There's no issue here, but still, asur l'kohen l'hiskarev l'meis, afilu ba'ofan she'eino mistame. Even in a case where a kohen wouldn't become tame per se, a kohen is not allowed to be in proximity of a meis. And again, you can't build a shear based on one of these halachas, but the cumulative evidence points to this idea. Another idea he quotes, goseis. We know the halacha is, the Gemara tells us that a kohen is not allowed to be under the same OL as a goseis, somebody who's on his deathbed, somebody who's about to die. Isser per se, what if the person had Ruach HaKodesh and he saw this person was not going to die? Wasn't going to die. He was going to get better. Even though Rav goes to Lamisa, he was going to get better. Says Rav Shechter here, it could be, according to some Achronim, even if he gets better, but Chazal Asard being in proximity of a mace and a goseis who is defined as someone who is Omed Lamus, that's close enough, and a Kohen is not allowed to be in that proximity. Sheka'es ha'Kohen over Kohen Isser. Afilu yotfilu basof shalomeis b'or ha'Kohen hazeh ba'alo. Mikol makom, still, b'shaito over la'Isser b'taras vaday. It's also because this is called within proximity of a mace. Or, another Rachman al-Islam example, the Pesachei Tshuva there in Hilchas Avelos, and Shin Samach Tes discusses, the Isser whether ashes of a dead body is metame. Ashes, Rachman al-Islam. So, the Achronim discuss, even if ashes might not be metame per se, again, it might fit into this category. Again, these are other examples as well. Mese akum, other issues, but this is a fourth idea. The Rama mentioned, as we know, today's mitzvah, tumas meis. There's maga, there's masa, there's ohel. For Kohanim, at least, there might be a fourth idea, and that is becoming in proximity of a meis, even if one doesn't become tame through that way. There is another idea to mention when it becomes the tumas meis. Maybe even if we would categorize it, a fifth way to become tame, and it's based on a pasuk in Chumash, right? The pasuk that we didn't read yet. The pasuk continues here in Parshas Chukas, after mentioning touching a dead body, we have the principle known as cherev harei hu kechalal. What does that mean? The Torah tells us, v'chol asher yiga al pnei asadeh, if somebody touches in the field, b'chalal cherev, he touches the sword that is stuck in a dead body, over meis of asem adam of a cover, yitma shivas yamim, he will become tummy for 7 days. Touching the sword? Become tummy for 7 days? Why does that make me tummy for 7 days if I touch the sword? I didn't touch the dead body. This is a chiddush haTorah. The chiddush that's known in halacha as cherev harihu kecholol. The cherev, the sword, is just like the dead body itself. There are at least two exceptions to the rule of usual tumah transferring down. Usual tumah transfers down. An av makes a rishon, a rishon makes a sheni. Sheni makes a shlishi when it comes to truma, and shlishi makes a revi when it comes to kachim. Usually it transfers down. There are at least two exceptions to the rule where tumah is transferred across. That an av makes an av. Or a Risha makes a Risha on a Daraisa level. On a Darabana level, many times Chazal make the Tumah jump up. But even on a Daraisa level, there are two examples. One we've discussed in the past, back in Sefer Vayikra, and that is Mishkav HaZov. If a zav or a zava or a yoledes sit on something that's normally sat on, a couch, a chair, anything, a mattress, so that mattress, that chair becomes an avatuma, just like the zav becomes is an avatuma. Mishkav azav goes across avatuma. A second example is this example: a sword, a kli, that a metal kli at least. We'll see. We'll talk about expanding this soon. A metal kli that touches a dead body becomes an avi avosatuma, just like the mace itself, and in that way. And by doing so, the mace transfers the tumah to the cherev, and the cherev has the same status as the mace. Cherev ha'gachol, it's an avi avos ha'tumah. And if somebody touches that cherev, they become an avatumah, as if somebody touched the dead body. It's a special din of cherev ha'gachol. The Achronim discuss what's the lumdus behind these two ideas, mishkav azav and cherev ha'gachol. Is it an exception to the rule? As we've said, usually tumah transfers down, and here tumah transfers across. Is that how we're supposed to understand it? There's still a mitame and a nitma. There's something that is actively making tame, making tuma, and something that is accepting to become tame. Or do we say no? These two are exceptions to the rule. There's no transference of tuma here. We've discussed this in the about Mishkav Azav. We discussed the chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik in the past. That what's the chiddush of Mishkav Azav? Azav sits on a chair. He's not transferring tuma. All he's doing is now defining the chair as a Mishkav Azav. Once he defines it like that, the Torah says it's Tameh. Like a sheretz, you have a dead insect. So who makes the dead insect Tameh? Nobody makes it Tameh. That's the reality. The reality is if you have this, it's Tameh. Nothing made it Tameh. So too, once the Zav sits on a chair and makes it a Mishkav of the Zav, so Mameh, it's Tameh, because that's what flows from it. So it could be, Rav Asher Weiss discusses this in Siman Mem Zayin, right here in Parshas Chukas, maybe the same idea applies to Cherev Harayuk HaChalal. Once something is, it's not that the dead body is transferring the Tumah to the sword. No, it's that once it's defined as a Cherev Harayuk HaChalal, so then Mameh, it has the halachas of an Aviyah. It's not transferred down. It's a new chiddush din. It's a chiddush halacha. And there are many nafkaminas that you might say are connected to this din. There's a major machlokas. Does this only apply to metal kalim? Does it apply to other kalim? The Ramban, Allah Torah discusses this. The Rambam's clear it applies to other kalim also. Wooden kalim. Other kalim, as long as it's not a kli cheres. The Rambam says anything that can be toveled has this din of cherev harayuk HaChalal. And other Rishonim say, no, it's limited. One machlokas. Other machlokas. The Ramban discusses this right here on the Pasuk. If somebody becomes tamei cherev harayuk HaChalal, is he tamei as if he touched a dead body mamish? He has to wait 7 days. He has to get the ashes of the paraduma sprinkled on him on day 3 and day 7. So that, the Ramban says, no. He does not need the ashes. Meaning what? It's not exactly like a mace. Anytime you see a difference between cherev harayuk HaChalal and the mace itself, then what you have to say is that it's a new din. Once it's cherev harayuk HaChalal, that the Torah makes it tameh. If it's just transferred from the mace and it stays on equal footing, then it should have the exact same halachos that the mace does. So again, that's the hakira that's discussed here in the Minchas Asher in Siman Mem Zayin. Another nafkamina is a nazir warned. We discussed nazir a few weeks ago. Is a nazir warned about tumas cherev? What if a nazir touches a cherev harayuk HaChalal? Does that ruin his nazirus? So again, if it's transferred and it stays the same, he should be nazir from that too. But if he's not, so it must be a chiddush din, and that was not included in the the nazir shouldn't have to worry about it. Okay, one last area to discuss, and then we'll continue next time. And that is there are a couple two sources against many other sources that seem to say that tzaddikim do not create tumas meis. Tzaddikim do not create tumas meis. There is a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis Daf Kuf Gimel which talks about Eliyahu Navi being involved. Eliyahu says, "I'm a Kohen." There is a Reb Chaim quoted in Tosfos and the end of Maseches Ksubis there Kuf Gimel on the base where he says, "If I was around Reb Chaim Kohen, he's a Kohen. If I was around when Rabbeinu Tam died, I would have gone to the Levaya." That's what he says. So there is a minority of poskim in the early Achronim that say, it shows that tremendous rebbes and tzaddikim aren't metamei meis. Okay, there's a minority of sources that say that. Ruba de ruba of the Rishonim and all the poskim say, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, first of all. Right, what's the source for Pesach Sheni? We discussed that a few days ago. What's the source? That they were carrying Yosef's bones. Okay, and they became tamei meis. They became Tomei Meis with Yosef HaTzadik. What, any of these great tzaddikim throughout history were greater than Yosef HaTzadik? You know what Reb Chaim Cohen meant? Reb Chaim Cohen meant that Rabbeinu Tam had the din of the Nasi. He had the din of the Gadol Hador, so everybody, it's like a Meis Mitzvah. Everybody has to go. It's like one of the Zion Krovim for a Kohen. It's not that there's no Tomas Meis. There are many rayas that prove this way. The Rav Avadya Yosef discusses it in Chelek Dalet, Simin Nun Ches, whether Kohanim are allowed to go into Maris HaMachpelah or Kever Rachel. And he quotes this idea that some people wanted to be Mako, and he quotes at the end that when the Sfas Emes died, the Avni Nezer was there, and they asked the Avni Nezer, it's Sfas Emes, everybody, even the Kohanim could go, and he says, Chas V'Shalom. He screamed at them, he says, no, nobody could go. It says Yosef HaTzadik, there are many other rites to this as well. And therefore, says Rav Avadya, say all the poskim, even though sometimes it's difficult for a Kohen not to be able to go. He wants to go to the Tzadik, he wants to be at the Levaya, but this is the halacha. They have to live on a higher plane, a higher standard. They have the Isra of Tumas Kohanim, and we poskin that Tumas Meis applies even to the greatest tzaddikim in the world. And therefore, there is no heter for a Kohen. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time we continue with Mitzvah 399.